The Stags are on the move. They'll have it third down and three from the Rebel 28-yard line. One score to pass along. A big one for both of these teams. A win and get in despite being in two different brackets in the state playoffs. It is Pointboro 7 and Manchester nothing.
John Dunbar, the senior quarterback, on an 8-yard touchdown run to get the Panthers on the board. That's really the only game, right, guys, that we can think of, head-to-head battle?
That both teams need to win.
Exactly.
Winner gets in. You're right.
Third down and three. Tight formation here. Contrucci in motion. It is Pinho trying to stretch things over the 25-yard line for the first down. Do believe that he will have it. Conrad on the tackle. Referee agrees, and it is a first down for the Stags.
I agree with Ed. What's amazing to me right now is the not only the quarterback exchange, but Pinho's ability to handle the ball and, you know, tuck it away and disguise it. So far, with a quarter of the game over, he's really been flawless.
And he is making all the reads. It's not like they're telling him to keep it or give it. He is making the read on that defensive end for Howell.
Walker, far sideline right. Wing either side. Contrucci will get the pitch. Coming to the left side. Gets now to the 20-yard line. Inside the 18. Gets to the 15-yard line. He is tackled and dropped there. The stop made by Dave Jimerson, number two. Actually spot him at the 15. Right at the 15. Right at the first down marker as well.
Yeah, a little short, Matt, which actually works in Brook Memorial's favor, because they've got a couple downs here to pick this first down up. And second and short. You never know.
Ed, this is the situation where you'd consider faking it, play action, and throwing the ball, but I don't know if we'll see that tonight.
I don't think tonight, not as well as the ground game is gone.
Second down and short. It's Miller right up the middle. Miller down inside the 10, the 5, touchdown. Boy, that quick hitting play has worked tonight for Brick Memorial, and they score here on a second and one from the 15-yard line. It's Anthony Miller to get the 6 points here.
Boy, that is a great drive. After recovering the fumble deep inside their own territory, the Stags go the distance all on the ground. Perfectly executed drive. And now Miller, who's not the regular kicker but does do some place kicking, on to add the extra point.
I think that was a 90-yard drive, right, guys? They started on the 10,
I believe. You're right.
This to make it 7-0. Straight on kicker. Don't see many of these anymore, and Miller drills it through. Brick Memorial 7, Howell nothing. We step out for 30 seconds with 10:32 to go in the first half. You're listening to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Are you looking for Ocean County's one-stop outdoor resource? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. All your favorite gear, hiking boots, dry suits, outdoor clothing, camping equipment, and more from the biggest names in the business. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the outdoors, and the Jersey Paddler in Brick is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Open MRI of Wall features medical imaging when you need it the most. Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall in the Wall Circle Park on Route 34.
So Howell will be able to send the offense back on, but as they have done many times this year, it's after a touchdown by the opposition. Brick Memorial with a nice drive. They turn a turnover into 7 points. Anthony Miller with a 15-yard touchdown run and the extra point. Kevin Duffy on here to kick off. Puts the ball at the 40-yard line in the middle of the field. Craig and Mitchell, the two players, back deep. Duffy with a decent kickoff here. Winds up being a little short, however, to the 18-yard line. Mitchell fields it, comes to the near sideline, which is to his right, breaks the plane of the 30, gets to about the 33-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Howell. Rebels trail 7-0, 10:25 to go in the opening half. Howe will continue to work some new players in here. Nick Corelli, a 5'7 junior, will take the running back snaps and will line up to the right side of Davies. Two receivers either side, slot receiver combinations both ways. Davies looks the defense over here on first and 10. Bubble screen set up. Catch is made by Yeagle to the 35 to the 40-yard line. Will spin his way forward and be stopped at the 42-yard line. A tackle made by Ryan Cavallo and Mike Basile. Gain of 8 leaves Howe with a second and 2. Robinson in the slot receiver position this time to the right. He and Devine come that way. Craig and Yeagle split this time to the far sideline left. Here's the give. It will go to number 23. That is Corelli. Gets into Memorial territory at the 41-yard line. He is stacked up and dropped there by Santos at the 41-yard line. That's one of the better runs probably for Howe all year.
Boy, that was a nice-looking play. Have a scoring update for you on the Toms River North Manalapan game following this play.
19-yard pickup there puts the Rebels right back in business to the Memorial 41-yard line. 9:25 and rolling here in the second quarter. 7-0 Brick Memorial leads. Tim Donahue, the center, calling out some blocking assignments for the two players to either side. Stangs bringing pressure. Davies flushed from the pocket, goes to his right, finds Robinson pinned down to the 32-yard line. And will get down inside the 30. It'll be a first down. He is stopped at the Memorial 29-yard line.
Toms River North on the board first at Manalapan. The Mariners score, lead the Braves 7-0.
Southern Matt has taken a 14-0 lead over Middletown North.
8:50 to go in the second quarter. Davies with twins to either side. Stops, throws, wants to go downtown. Looking for Yeagle in the corner. Touchdown, Howe. Hauled it in perfectly. Stepped right in front of the pylon. In front of corner Zach Santos. And Ryan Davies has just thrown his 25th touchdown pass of the year.
And I don't know if he's thrown anyone better. I mean, that ball could not have been dropped in any better on the flag pattern, and I mean, he just hit him with perfect execution, and the Rebels are an extra point away from tying things up.
A combination that has worked extremely well all year.
Cody Hubbs on to add the extra point.
He will work here out of the hold of Sean Walsh. Good snap, good hold, good kick. 7-7 our score, 8:39 to go here in the first half. We step out for 30 seconds, back after this quick timeout with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapist at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOPM AM 1160 and 1310, and Classic Rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it, open 7 days a week on Arnold and Bay Avenues in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
8:39 to go here in the first half. Howe has scored on a touchdown pass from Ryan Davies to Brandon Yeagle. That is the most dynamic combination in the Shore this year. A pair of seniors working their magic here on the home of the Stags. So we're all square at 7 apiece. 8:39 to go in the second quarter. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluca, your broadcast crew here for Friday Night Football on the final regular season night before the state playoffs begin next weekend. Set to kick off here is Cody Hubbs. High end-over-end kick. Contrusi fields it at the 5-yard line, gets to the 10, the 15, crosses the plane of the 20, where he is dropped quickly at the 21-yard line under a host of white jerseys, including in there number 23, Nick Corelli, who had that nice run in the touchdown drive. So here comes the Mustangs back on under the direction of junior quarterback Cody Pinho, making his first start of the season tonight.
Took Memorial so long to score, and Howell came back and bang!
Less than 2 minutes in between scoring drives. Contrusi in motion. It's Pinho running the option this down to the left. Will take it and then get dropped quickly by Kyle Conrad. One of the inside linebackers, 1 yard pickup, brings up a second down and 9.
Boy, this is a fast-moving opening half.
Well, right? One team doesn't huddle, and one team doesn't want to throw tonight. That's a combination
for
a fast game.
Good ingredient to get home early.
Coming into the game with the play, Karan Walker from the sideline for Brick Memorial. A cool, crisp night here in Ocean County. Wind not much of a factor at all tonight. It is certainly what you would consider to be football weather. Second down, a long 8. Pinho calls the cadence. Will send Hakaday in motion from his wing back spot. The give here is to Miller. Again, Miller to the open field, 35 to the 40. Far sideline to the 45, gets to midfield. He is up under there by Torin Mitchell, but he will take it again into Rebel territory. Stopped at the Howe. I'm going to say, obviously, he must have stepped out of bounds on the far side. They'll spot it on the Memorial side of things at the 47-yard line, but a nice run of 25 yards nonetheless.
How frustrating this must be for Rebels defensive coordinator Derek Reichenbacher. Listen, he knows what Brick Memorial's doing, especially now with the backup quarterback. They're going to run this offense they've run for years, but listen, all we really got to do is worry about stopping the run. Here it comes. We know what's happening. We can't stop it.
And they play an alignment that you would think would be conducive
yep.
to stopping the run, a 5-3-3 defensive set. First down and 10 here for the Stangs. Wing to either side. Hakadang in motion. Pinho with the option play off the right side. Gets to midfield. That'll go as a gain of 2 to set up a second and 8. Bassamino on the tackle.
Up in Middletown, did you give that 7-0 score, Middletown, guys, over Lacey? Howie Bray, a quarterback for Middletown South, 51-yard run. And the Eagles have a 7-0 lead over Lacey in a game they must win to have a chance at the Central Jersey Group 3 pitcher.
None of these scores making me smile so far tonight. Second and 8. Again, that quick hitter for Miller. He is dragged down as he will pick up 3. Stopped at the, check it and say 4. Stopped at the Rebel 46-yard line. That stop made by Bonsamino again.
Word is the Point Borough-Manchester game, they've just finished the first quarter. And the opening quarter dominated by the Panthers at home at Al Sander Field with a 7-0 lead on the John Dunbar touchdown run.
Again, a win and get in situation. Point Borough, South Jersey Group 2. Manchester, South Jersey Group 3. Pinho wants to throw. Looks and throws it in between two guys. One being Diodato, the other Hakaday. Howell was a bit confused on the coverage, but an errant throw will set up a 4th down and 3.
You know, Manchester trying to do something that's never happened in school history before. Back-to-back seasons in the state playoffs. They've overcome a lot of injuries this year to put themselves in position where they've got to come through tonight.
And you would think, again, we don't play favorites, but it would be a bit of a disappointment that the career of Joe Johnson wouldn't see him get into the playoffs again. He is one of the Shore's premier talents. Memorial deciding against going for it on 4th down and 3. They will bring Miller on to punt. Nick Craig will go back deep here for Howe, awaiting the kick at his own 12-yard line. Standing left hash mark, and Brick Memorial will use a timeout as the play clock was winding down. 6:02 to go in the first half. It is Brick Memorial 7 and Howe 7. We step out for 30 seconds. We'll come back with Brick Memorial set to kick the football away. Right after this quick 30-second timeout, you're listening to High School Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Visit IHOP on Route 37 East and West in Toms River and on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy. Got a score for you from Munley Field at Jackson Memorial High School. The Jaguars all over Freehold Township, 23-0, second quarter. Jackson Memorial leads it.
Update you on Manchester and Point Burrow as well. Dan Traynor has scored on a 9-yard touchdown run, and the Panthers leading it 14-0. So that one going all Point Burrow's way so far. Fourth down and three, and after the timeout, Brick Memorial has decided to go for it.
Interesting choice here.
Or at least set up to go for it. Quick snap. Option this time to the left. Not a chance. Pinho swarmed under from Dave Jimerson, who will make the tackle. And maybe the one thing you didn't want to do if you're Brick Memorial, that's give Howell a short field, and that's exactly what the Rebels will have.
Well, Matt, a couple of things here. Number one, I thought the third and three time to pass was rather a strange time, because that's when you really want to get the first down. I thought that was unusual to throw the first pass. On the surface, you wonder about that, but I got a feeling Walt Curry feels like this. We have to score points tonight. So whether we give it to him on the 50 or give it to him on the 25, they're going to move downfield anyway. Let's take a shot. Let's play with the lead. Now you have a chance of playing from behind.
First down and 10 for the Rebels from their own 48-yard line. Davies from the gun. Bubble screen set up. Now it's the old hook and ladder play. And this will go to number 17, Jermaine Flournoy. And he will take it into Brick Memorial territory. Stopped there by Anthony Miller. For all the trickery, they only get about 4 yards. It'll set up a second and six.
Score update at Middletown North. Southern 21-0 over the Lions.
Wow. The Rams are making a little statement there.
It's kind of a surprise to me, as you mentioned, and the reason why we keep giving that one obvious. If Southern wins that game, Brick Memorial would make it into the Central 4 bracket.
Second down here and six. Ball set here at the Memorial 49-yard line. Davies with pressure coming. Stands, throws, Robinson drops the football at the 30-yard line with maybe the old footsteps coming.
Boy, it was right. I mean, he hit him on stride cutting across the middle. He might have gotten to the sideline, gotten a whole bunch of yardage, but I hit him in the wrong spot, the hands.
Well, he's got good size, doesn't he?
He does. I remember him from the week one game against Toms River North. I thought
Robinson?
Yeah.
He
looks like a player.
Him and Yeagle, both big receivers.
Third down and six. 5 minutes to go as Davies looks over to the sideline. He's got Corelli in the backfield, and now Howell will use a timeout. We will keep it here. 5:01 to go. 7-7 is the score between Howell and Brick Memorial.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with locations in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Let their physical therapist get you back in the game at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center.
So Brick Memorial with an eye here and an eye on the Middletown North Southern game, which right now going Southern's way. And as you said, a loss for Middletown North would automatically qualify Brick Memorial for the playoffs, and that kind of four teams for three spots things, then the idea would be just how far Brick Memorial could go up.
Exactly.
Well, with 88 points, they can only hope for residuals right now.
Exactly. That's exactly right. As I mentioned pregame, it's either 6, 7, or 8, depending on what the teams how many of those teams lose. By the way, Walt Curry, the head man of the Mustangs, has ordered the entire sideline not to mention any score coming from Middletown North. So
really?
We got to keep that under our hats.
Third down and six off the timeout. Davies with two receivers to either side. Left hash mark, the ball is snapped. Steps up in the pocket, now going to tuck it and run. Get to the 45, tripped up and dropped to the 41-yard line. He will have a first down. Nick Costa, the first to grab him, but it is a first down run for Davies.
Point Beach up on Spotswood, 7-0. Garnet Gulls are playoff bound. And truly one of the best stories of this year.
Point Barrow has taken a 2-touchdown lead, 14-0 over
Manchester.
And Mondon leads it 8-0 at halftime over Freehold Barrow. Mondon having a great year.
First down and 10 here as the Rebels knocking on the door again. Davies with time. Now again going to step onto the pocket, go down. This one almost intercepted, went right through the hands of Costa, who if he had jumped 6 inches off the ground rather than trying to stretch his arms out, he'd have an interception right now.
One of the impressive statistics for Davies coming into tonight, 244 attempts, only 5 interceptions. That could have been number 6, and that was a poor decision, one of the few times that happens from the seniors. He stepped up, threw off balance, should have never thrown that ball.
Second down and 10 now for Howe. Ball set for the Memorial 40-yard line. Smack dab in the middle of the field. Davies with pressure coming. Wants the screen. Throw it. It is incomplete with a flag down as well. Try to get it to Corelli.
Well, I know what they're going to call. They're probably going to call linemen downfield,
yeah.
But if the ball was thrown behind the line of scrimmage, they will wave that off.
Referees talking about it a little bit.
It was close to being behind the line, was it, guys?
It was close.
Look? Yeah, it was close.
It was right about there.
Of course, you can put your lineman downfield if the ball is thrown behind the line of scrimmage. So let's see if they wave it off. They do.
That's a good job by the officials.
Yes,
that's the way a crew should work.
So it goes as an incompletion nonetheless and sets up a third and 10 for Howe.
Meanwhile, the screen was set up great. I mean, all he had to do was catch it. He had about 4 guys in front of him, no green shirts within 5 yards of the football.
Robinson and Mitchell this time go as a combination near sideline right. 2 receivers back to the left as well. Corelli stays in as the single back to the right of Davies. He will stay in to block here. Davies zips one to the hash mark on the far side. That catch is made by Yeagel at the 30-yard line. It'll be right at the first down marker and appears to be just enough. And it is a first down for Howe with 4:03 to go in this first half.
Jackson has scored again late in the first half. They lead Freehold Township 30-0.
First down and 10 for Howe. From the left hash mark this time, Davies has the whole right side of the field with some open space. He sends Mitchell as the wide man, Robinson in the slot receiver that side. Here's the give. It will go to Corelli, who slips as he gets to the line of scrimmage, but able to keep his feet. And then a good shot delivered by Mike Basile, the free safety coming up to make the stop after a yard and a half gain. We'll bring up a second and a long 8. Three minutes, 20 seconds to go, clock running.
Point Beach has scored again. They now have a 16-0 lead over Spotswood, 3:40 left in the opening half.
And Manalapan has scored but missed the point. It is 7-6 at the end of 1.
Second down, long 8. Bubble screen set up. This one up for grabs on a deflected pass. Mitchell, the intended receiver. And now third down and long with 2:59 to go in the first half. 7-7 our score.
They are in 4-down territory, Matt, so they would have 2 plays to get the 9 yards here inside the 30 of Memorial, at the 29 to be exact. They've got to get to the 20.
Howe will play a consolation game next week and then finish things up on Thanksgiving morning at Colts Neck High School. Third down here, a long eight. 2:59 to go in the first half. Davies checks the defense over. Has time again, goes up over the top, finds Robinson, who will get stacked up short of the line, short of the first down marker at the 21-yard line. A good yard and a half shy of that marker, I would think, here, a four-down territory for the Rebels.
You know, Robinson is only a junior. He's going to be an imposing sight for defenses next year.
As long as they find a quarterback to get him the ball.
I was going to say, all depends on who's throwing the football.
Well, we expected to be John Quinlan, a junior, who's actually been hurt much of this year, which kind of hurt his progress. They would like to have gotten him some snaps. Not too many, though, but he's okay now.
Fourth down, let's call it two. Hal and Davies will call a timeout.
You know, just based on the playoff points, the consolation games, they match teams. They try and do it almost in order if they can. So Howell could face someone like Old Bridge, who's the team just ahead of them.
Yeah, they try to match you up by power points.
Right, exactly.
Outside the top eight.
And if they can, they just go right in order, which is not on you. It does happen sometimes. So you could get... Right now, Colts Neck and Middletown North are actually 9-10 in that division.
Yeah, it depends on who wins.
Right. And then you have Trenton and Montgomery and then Old Bridge and Howell, and a big drop-off to the next team. It was West Windsor, Plainsboro North. So
it's in Hillsboro in there too, Kev?
Hillsboro is number eight right now.
They are in there. They will drop below.
Yeah, because they've played eight games already.
Exactly. So Hillsboro will be in that mix too for a possible opponent.
If both Colts Neck and Middletown North lose, though, Hillsboro could stay there. Ed, they would stay if Colts Neck and Middletown North both lose.
Well, don't forget North Brunswick will jump.
North Brunswick's ahead of them now.
Fourth down and two. Here's Davies on the quarterback draw. He'll have the first down. Breaks the plane of the 20. Gets close to the 18-yard line. So Howe keeps the drive alive.
By the way, guys, Pinho has been out of the game this entire series. They are giving him a blow, obviously, you know, on the other side of the football, being the quarterback. Looked like Echols got shaken up on that play a little bit.
First down.
Got to be the quickest half we've ever had this year, right, Matt?
First down and 10, going pretty fast. Davies, flush of the pocket, going to his left. Stops, throws, finds Craig down inside the 10-yard line. Driven into the ground on the tackle by Santos, but all the way down to the six, where it will be a first down and set up a first and goal here for Hal.
Craig came in as the second leading receiver for this Rebel team, 32 receptions, 353 yards, and five touchdowns, adding to his total with a couple of catches tonight.
Well, we knew we'd be impressed with Ryan Davies in this passing attack, and so far he has not let us down.
First down and goal from the Memorial 6-yard line in a 7-7 ball game. Clock moving with 80 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's the inside carry for Corelli. He will get to the 5, nothing more than that. Pickup of 1 to bring up a second and goal. Quick reminder for you on the programming side, Monmouth University football returning to the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network tomorrow afternoon on 1160, 1310 a.m. Pregame show at 12:45, kickoff at 1 o'clock. As the Hawks will be in Loretto, Pennsylvania, to take on the Red Flash of St. Francis, PA.
Boy, what a nice place that's to visit on a Saturday, huh?
That's it. Here's Davies rolling right with time, stops, throws, and this one deflected away. Great defensive play down the field made by Anthony Fontana, the corner on the near sideline, 6'1" senior, able to deflect one away and save a touchdown.
Couple updates, guys. Middletown South has taken a 21-0 lead over Lacey. And at Middletown North, Southern now leads it 28-0.
I'm stunned by that.
Stunned that I picked these teams that are losing.
All right, big third down here.
44 seconds to go in the first half. 7-7 the score. Could be four down territory for Hal. Empty backfield. Davies going to send 5 into the end zone. Flush from the pocket, steps up, gets to the 5, takes a hard shot at the 2, hangs on to the football, and it will be decision time here for Corey Davies, the longtime head coach of the Rebels.
I can't believe they'd kick a field goal, Matt.
Huh? I don't think so. Nah. Nobody coming out. By the way, real quick, everybody's number one. The Caseys of Red Bank Catholic having an easy time against the Raiders of East. They lead it 28-0 in the second quarter.
What Hal does do is wind the clock down a little bit to 13 seconds, call a timeout to talk this over. My question would be, if you're going to run the play here, why wouldn't you take it the clock down to zero so you don't have to kick off? Maybe not a
thought.
Big deal, but if this is going to be the last play of the half on fourth down, well, they'll run all the way down.
That's true, because they cannot not get a first down, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we know they're going to throw it here.
Not necessarily. We know the quarterback draw has been working very well.
Yeah, we know they're going to throw it in. Come on. They're not running the ball. You can do one or two things. You can roll Davies right and maybe allow him to run in, or you can just drop him back. You know, it now gets difficult to throw the ball on a short field like this.
Not a lot of room to work with.
Because the way their passing attack, it's not like a man-to-man where you're trying to burn a guy. Their passing attack is designed where the receiver just sort of finds a spot in the zone and sits there. There's not a lot of spots when you're starting from the 2-yard line or 3-yard line. So kind of plays to Memorial's advantage. They only have to worry about 13 yards of field to cover.
And the other thing is that Memorial has been in their 5-3 alignment, which is their base defense that they play all year on this whole scenario, the first three downs. So that may negate the quarterback draw, but I'm looking quarterback draw here, especially if they're spread real wide.
We'll have a quick update for you on the Point Borough-Manchester game right after this play.
I'll tease that by saying it's not looking good for Manchester.
That's a good tease.
13 seconds to go here, first half. 7-7 the score, and now it looks like Brick Memorial will use a timeout. We shall keep it here, and the drama will end.
John Dunbar, his second rushing touchdown of the half. To go along with one by Dan Traynor, it is Point Borough 21, Manchester nothing, and we all pick the Hawks.
I'm in line for an 0-for-7 week right now. I'm not winning one game. Not one.
Point Beach has taken a 16-0 lead, so the Gulls continue to play well. They will play in the Central Jersey Group 1 bracket.
Ed, let's talk about everybody's favorite part of the broadcast, and that's halftime. Who will be joining you? Ed. Ed?
I can't. My headset's not working.
Well, I know one thing. Matt and I, in our contract, we go on break at halftime. So,
okay, enjoy your break.
Thank you.
Coming up, 10 minutes of dead air. Maybe we can pop in a quick Led Zeppelin song.
Nobody's scouting this one. Nobody here. Although I shouldn't say that. There is somebody scouting up in the corner there.
All right, we're back here after back-to-back timeouts. Fourth down and goal from the Memorial 2-yard line. Davies with three receivers right, two left. Aaron snap, rolls left, throws one of the end zone, and a touchdown.
Wow.
Adjusted perfectly, falling to the ground, and the reception made by Brandon Yeagle. Pulls it in for the second reception scoring-wise tonight. Wow. His 11th touchdown reception of the season.
That is an amazing play.
2-yard touchdown pass. Davies with his 26th scoring throw of the year. Here's Cody Hubbs on for the extra point. Out of the hold of Walsh, good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 7 seconds to go here in the first half. We step out for a quick 30-second timeout. We're back to wrap things up with a kickoff right after this one. 14-7, Hal leads Brick Memorial. We return to the home of the Stags right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone tires.
The Bridgestone tire sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, 1160 WOBM Lakewood Township, and 1310 WADV Asbury Park, Town Square Media Stations.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Jersey Paddling, routes 88 and 70 in Brick, your kayak headquarters at the Jersey Shore.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka. 7 seconds to go here in the first half with Howe leading Brick Memorial 14-7. Second touchdown pass of the night. Same combination, Davies to Yeagle. This one a 2-yard variety after they hooked up on a 29-yard reception earlier on. Low driving kick here, fielded and dropped by one of the up men. It will now get pitched backwards to number 5, Kurt Batacave. And Batacave runs off to the right side. And the clock hits zeros.